Good morning, sir. Before we get started, what is your name, sir?
Joshua Rush.
Okay, Mr. Rush. You can hold on. Who has that? That's a revocation. Who has that one?
A revocation?
Yeah.
Hold on a minute. Yeah, I got it.
Okay, the Honorable Mr. Johnson will conduct your hearing, sir.
What's that?
I said the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson will conduct your hearing. Just hold on, and we will get it started very shortly.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Good afternoon, sir. Could you just please state your full name and your ADC number for us for the record?
My name is Joshua Eugene Rush. DOC number is 231879.
Okay, Mr. Rush, you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency, sir. I'm going to introduce you to the board members that are going to be conducting your hearing today, sir. To my far right is the Honorable Dale Rittenhouse. Coming down the row is the Honorable Luis Quinones. In the middle right here, to my immediate right, is the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright. He is our board chair. Sir, my name is Michael Johnson. I'm going to be acting as your panel chair today. Sir, also with us from representing the Department of Correction as well as the parole office is Mr. Westby. You can see Mr. Westby on the screen now, sir. Prior to your hearing, sir, to this hearing today, sir, you received and signed a notification form advising you of this board's hearing today. You recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
Yes, sir, I do.
Okay, sir, on that form, you were also notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today, sir?
Representing myself, sir.
All right, sir. At this time, I'd like to swear you and you and Mr. Westby in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, sir, I do.
Okay, sir, I also see that you have some supporters here that are going to be here, Ms. Mary Cipolla, Sean Robertson, Jackie Robertson. Are you going to be speaking? Okay, I have to swear you in too also, okay? So do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Sir, your hearing will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, we'll determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, we'll determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. We're going to start out in phase one, sir. You have one allegation listed on your warrant, Mr. Rush. I'm going to read that allegation to you. When I read that allegation to you, Mr. Rush, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting of you, sir?
Yes, sir.
All right, sir. The allegation on your warrant states you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 5, demonstrated by your engagement in physical assault to behavior on or about October 8, 2017, in the area 17381 East Meadow Lane, Yucca Pie County, Arizona.
Mr.
Sir, before you answer that, sir, yeah. I see that you have a DR number listed here on your report. So because you have a DR number, sir, you have three options. You can say it's true, false, or you can take the fifth, sir, for the reason that these proceedings are recorded, that at some time, later time, if attorney wanted to subpoena any of these hearings, they are able to, sir. So you have the right to take the fifth if you desire. So, sir, is that true, false, or would you like to take the fifth?
It's true. I did.
Okay. All right, then. So, based on the admission of Mr. Rush, I'm going to move to find that he was delinquent, that he did violate the terms and conditions of supervision, that he may have lapses or about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
So, agree.
Agree.
Okay, so we're going to go into phase two of your hearing. During phase two, sir, we'll make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision, sir. We're gonna start out phase two. We're getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Westby. Then we're gonna come to you, Mr. Rush, and get some additional, any information that you'd like to present to the board. Sir, then we're gonna go to your supporters and have them present any information that they would like to present to the board. So we're gonna start out first with getting some additional information from Mr. Westby.
On September 27th, 2017, Mr. Rush was released from DOC. He was arrested on October 18th, 2017 by DOC staff, no new charges. He was back in DOC custody on October 19th, 2017 with a projected CSED of May 29th, 2018, 0 absconding days. His current conviction, 2014, sexual abuse, 5 years. Also in 2014, drug paraphernalia, 1 year. He has a prior conviction in 2008, molestation of a child, 5 years. This is his second term in DOC, CUIR score 3-3, mental health score 2, substance abuse score 2. There is no gang information noted, no prior terms of supervision. His disciplinary is moderate with alcohol noted. Other arrests include disorderly conduct, California, juvenile detention in 2002. All other arrests were resulting in charges being dismissed in that file. His community risk score is a G3-B3. He's a level 3 sex offender, registerable, notifiable, SVP reviewable. Victim was a 13-year-old female. Dangerous crimes against children was cited in court docs. There are status of charges I received from Officer Ryan Benedict, dated Wednesday, December 6, 2017. It states the offender's charges have been dismissed.
Okay, Mr. Cox, I am going to I'm going to go over some information, Mr. Rush. It says that when you were released, you were pre-approved for a residence located at 17381 East Meadow Lane in Mayor, Arizona, which is the only approved residence that you had. Were you working during that period of time, sir? It did say that reported employment at Brother Excavating. Were you working during that period of time, sir?
Yes, sir. I just obtained a job, yes, sir.
Okay. That you were given a color, a test color for your analysis testing. However, you were not required to submit a sample while you were on supervision. You were referred to sex offender counseling at Westwind, sir. Did you attend that counseling or what happened, sir?
I had set up an appointment, sir, but this stuff had happened, so.
So, sir, you want to tell me in your own words what actually happened?
Yes, sir. We had a barbecue at the house, sir, and my brother was on something, and he's being real disrespectful, like calling my mom the C word and just not being real cool. So we ate and stuff, and during that time, my brother was just acting crazy, and so my dad wanted pictures of all of us, and I asked him for if he wanted to come take some pictures of the siblings, you know, me, my sister, and my brother. And then he just kind of freaked out, threw his phone and kicked the wall and punched me in the face. And I, out of self-defense, I punched him back, you know. And I take full responsibility for my actions in that.
So, did you strike your brother first, or what happened?
No, he had struck me, and then I struck. Out of self-defense, I reacted.
Okay, and so is your brother, did he have to go to the hospital?
I believe so, yes, sir.
You believe so? You don't know for sure, sir?
Oh, yeah, he did, sir.
Okay, and what happened as a result of him going to the hospital?
I believe it was Jarvis Brooke.
So I'm going to see if the board has any additional questions. Ms. Rittenhouse.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Johnson. Mr. Rush, you said your brother was he was high on something, or?
He was acting real. He wasn't acting normal. I haven't seen my brother in a long time, and it was the first time I'd seen him in a while. And he's just, even the other people at the house were, he was just acting real weird and just being real disrespectful to my mom, and just, we were just trying to have a family barbecue.
Okay, how did the police get called?
I believe when he went to the hospital, I believe he called the cops. I don't really know this, but even when the cop had showed up, we explained everything that had happened. And then there was witnesses there that night that, you know, that seen everything happen, and it was self-defense. And I explained all that to the, her name was Deputy Clinton, I believe. Sheriff's Office Clinton, I think, and we explained everything to her, and then after that, I went, called my parole officer the next morning. He was on vacation, so I went and talked to another parole officer, explained to him that I had police contact and all that, and he told me just report on my normal report day, which would be when Benedict was coming back.
Okay.
So I did all that.
Okay, good. And just so you know, we do have the letter from you dated November 7th. We did get your letter, and it explains very well, so thank you for that. Thank you, Mr. Johnson.
Thank you.
Okay. Any more questions by the board? All right, so at this time, Mr. Rush, I'm going to let your supporters come up and speak. You can choose which order that you want to come up and speak in. When you come up, please just say your full name and then go ahead and present any information to the board that you'd like to present.
Good morning. My name is Mary Sepala, and I am Joshua Rush's mom. My son, Ken, during the time that my son, which, by the way, I would like to tell you, my son got married, Joshua, was married during his time when he was released after he served his 5 flat years. He has had 2 sons since then. One of them, while he has been incarcerated this time, passed away at not quite 2 months old. Josh is in the middle of fighting a divorce right now and managed to get a divorce hearing because he wants to be able to attend that hearing in person. He managed to get that court date set out until this November 16th, which he would have been released at that time. And when this happened, he was unable to make that court date. He was able to appear telephonically. Josh is a wonderful father. He has had, he's a wonderful father, and I really hope and pray that he gets the opportunity, he goes back to court December 22nd, that he would be able to make that court hearing in person. Having said that, the night that this happened, my son Ken had come to live in my home during the time that Josh went back into prison for the violation that he got before. Josh served 2.8 years because he elected to do that time. He was only supposed to do a year on a violation, but he wanted, because he had had children, he wanted to take advantage of everything that he could while he was going to be incarcerated, and wanted to come out of there with probation behind him because he was originally sentenced to 5 years flat and 10 years probation. Because of the violation, that knocked him back up to 10 years probation because he was going to receive 1 year in prison and 2 more years probation. So that knocked him back up to 10 years. He sat down and he discussed with me, and he discussed with his wife then and his father, that he wanted to come out of there without the probation so he could try and better his life and be the family man and be the father that his sons at the time could respect. So he threw himself on the mercy of the court when he went in and he got 2.8 years. And made the promise that he would do everything that he could to better himself. He has fulfilled that promise. He has not been in any trouble at all. He is a beautiful, wonderful Christian man today. I am so proud of my son. I'm so proud of him. The evening that this took place, I had for the very first time in almost 20 years, three of my four biological children. I was ecstatic to have them there. It was kind of a welcome home for his father from California was there. My son Ken had been working in in Black Canyon City. And I called him to remind him that we had a dinner planned. The father brought up abalone, it was a big deal. And told him that we wanted pictures taken to commemorate three of my four kids being under the same roof in almost 20 years. He was fine. My son has had, Ken, not this son, Ken is my eldest son. Ken has had drug problems in the past, and when he is on drugs, he is extremely angry. He didn't appear to be high when I spoke to him on the phone that day. He told me that, sure, Mom, that's fine, I'll be home right about sunset. We waited for him. We had a beautiful, wonderful barbecue dinner. We were all on my back porch. We had Josh's best friends, Sean and Jackie, were present that evening as well. We had dinner. We all went on my back porch because we're all smokers and we were sitting down smoking a cigarette. Everybody's laughing and joking. I had walked into my dining room, which is just off the back room where we all were. My son Ken's room was right off that back porch. So standing in my dining room, I can hear everything that's going on. My son went to walk into his room and I said, hey son, remember, we want to get some family pictures taken. And he proceeded into his room and started saying the F word at me, started calling me all kinds of names. My daughter walked into that room. And then I heard the two of them, my daughter and my son, and they're laughing and joking and having, you know, what appeared to be a good time. Sean walked into the room, same thing. Josh walked into the room and said, okay, picture time, let's go. I'm going to repeat, I'm sorry for my language in here, but I'm going to repeat the exact words that I heard. My son Ken, after I heard my son Josh, come on, let's go in and get some pictures taken. My son stood up and he said, fuck you, fuck them, and fuck that motherfucking cunt of a mother of ours. Threw his phone, lunged and punched at Josh. Josh and I have a very close relationship, and he was not about to stand and listen to his brother called his mother a cunt in my own home. He was not, when my son punched him, threw a punch at Josh, Josh punched him back. This is also the son that has been having an affair with Josh's wife. So there were mitigating circumstances behind all of this. Josh knew and suspected of the affair. And he held his mud, and I was so proud of him because he was, it's like, I just have to let things go. I just have to let things go. My son Ken no longer resides in my home. I have thrown him out because I will not take that kind of behavior at all. I'm very proud of this young man for everything that he has accomplished. I want him to be able to make this December 22nd court date so he can fight for the only living son that he has left because his wife wants to move their son back to California as soon as this divorce is over. He's a good man. He is a Christian man. He is conducting Bible studies there. I can't begin to tell you enough good things about him. He got out of prison on Wednesday. He got his driver's license back on Thursday, went to work Monday, and was headed forward. And then his brother did this.
All right, I want to see if the board have any questions. Ms. Rittenhouse.
Ma'am, does your son Ken have involvement with the criminal justice system?
He does now.
Okay, but not prior.
Prior to that, yes, he was arrested for a drug problem. Yes, he was. He was arrested while he was living in my home. Yes, that is a big part of the reason why he is no longer living in my home, because that kind of behavior I don't tolerate.
Makes sense. Okay, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Johnson.
Okay, thank you.
My name is Sean Robertson, and I'm one of Josh's real good friends. She explained the situation very well. I witnessed it all. It was definitely out of self-defense. It was quick. Once Josh had realized that there was no more confrontation, obviously he had defended himself enough to get him to stop. He did jump right off on him. I mean, it wasn't like he was, you know, there to hurt him. And he did apologize to his brother right after that. And his brother was definitely either coming down or was on something, there's no doubt. The reason I went in the room was because it seemed like they were kind of playing at first. I mean, I knew that Josh was upset that what his brother was saying to his mom, but he was trying to defuse the situation. And I was not expecting for what happened to happen, but he kind of just lost his gourd and Josh defended himself. Now, I was very proud of him too. I've been by his side the whole time he was in prison, the 2.8 years, and helped him get a job when he got out. I mean, he was kicking butt, taking names when he got out. I mean, everything was going great. And I wish his boss was here, because he really wanted to be here for this so he could talk to you guys, who is also a good friend of mine, and said that, you know, he's going to do amazing at work. I mean, his work ethic is amazing. I mean, the kid works and works and works, and he's positive at work. This is a negative deal that he went through, but he's not a negative person. I mean, he's just like his mom said, he's doing everything right. It's unfortunate what happened. And I hope you guys see that, because he's got a son that's got a mom that's having issues, and that little boy needs his dad right now. Real bad, and there's no doubt in my mind, Josh is an amazing dad. I trust him with every single one of my kids, okay. Hands down.
All right, the board have any questions? Okay, sir, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. Is there anyone else to speak? All right, Mr. Rush, we're gonna come back to you, sir. Before the board goes into discussion, is there anything else you'd like to present to the board prior to the board going into discussion, sir? That you haven't already said, and please try not to repeat yourself.
Sir, excuse me. I would just like to say, you know, I take full responsibility for my actions in that, and that I am truly sorry that I've done, since I've been back, I've been taking classes, you know, and because I just want to better myself, and I just want to be the best man that I can be. I've got a lot of good things going for me out there. I've got a good support system, and I've got a good PO. Ryan Benedict is a good person, and I would just like the opportunity, you know, if you're willing, to get out there and do it again. I'm not a bad person. I've made some mistakes in my life, but I've grown from them every time. I try not to make the same mistakes. You know, I'm not perfect, but I've got a good heart, and I've got a lot of drive, and I got a good job, a good support group that are willing to have my back and willing to succeed. You know, since I've been back, I've took a cognitive reconstruction class. I just graduated it yesterday. Really been applying myself to try to, because I don't want to mess up. I don't want to do bad things, you know, like that. And no matter if it's self-defense or not, like, I understand that it's wrong, you know, and I take responsibility for that because, you know, a real man would be able to turn and walk away. And I strive, I want to be that man. And I work every day since the situation happened to better myself and to understand that prison mindset to where you have to defend yourself and all that stuff is false, like that stuff is not right. And I just want the opportunity to be able to show not only myself, but the people that care for me that, you know, that they're time really wasted on me, that I am learning and I am bettering myself every day and I'm really seeking to do good. And I just want to say I apologize for the situation and what happened, and then I hope that you guys can, you know, give me another shot.
Okay. All right, thank you, Mr. Russ. Sir, the board's going to go into discussion. While the board's in discussion, sir, we're going to ask you to remain silent. However, please stay on the line while the board's in discussion. You can hear the discussion taking place with the board. The board then will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision, sir. After that decision is made, we'll get back to you, sir, with the decision of the board, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, the board's now going into discussion. It's apparent that Mr. Rush was involved in the situation. He did admit that he was involved in the situation involving his brother, according to the mother and his friend, who were both witnesses. And Mr. Rush was defending himself at the time that the incident occurred. I guess the police were notified or called after his brother went to the hospital. It was there, but since Mr. Rush has been out, he did have a job. He was going to work. He was doing the things that he was saying. He was cooperative with his PO. He notified his PO that what had occurred. He later went back and talked to the PO. His PO was, I believe, on vacation and it was a few days, and they told him to come back and see the PO when the PO was back, and he did follow those directions and maintained contact and a relationship with his PO. I am supportive of reinstating Mr. Rush back on his community supervisions with some amended conditions. However, I'm willing to listen to the rest of the board.
I agree.
Okay, therefore, I am going to make a motion to reinstate Mr. Rush back on his continuing on his supervision with the same conditions, also with some amended conditions. Those amended conditions would be that his placement will be at his parole officer's discretion. That he must enter a successful complete treatment program that offers. I'm just going to mark that he has to enter a program that's at his parole officer's discretion, which I think he was also already doing, as he had already registered for the sex offense class that he was also attending. So I'm going to mark that just. I'm also going to. I'm also going to mark that he's to have no contact with the victim or the current charge of violation, which means that there's no contact with his brother, Ken. With his brother, Ken Simmons. Some other things in there that may be necessary. Those are going to be the amended conditions, and that will be my motion at this time.
Second.
Agree.
Agree.
Okay, Mr. Rush, the board has voted to reinstate you on your community supervision service, the same conditions that you have, as well as some amended conditions. Did you hear the amended conditions that I just read, sir?
Yes, sir.
Are you going to be able to live with that, sir?
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
Okay, you do realize that the placement where you're going to be placed at is going to be at your parole officer's discretion?
Yes, sir.
All right. And that you have not had any contact because your brother is listed as a victim of these current charges that you have, even though they were dismissed, that while you're on parole, you cannot have any contact with your brother, Ken Simmons.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand that?
Yes, sir.
All right, sir. That's going to conclude your hearing at this time, sir. I do want to thank you for taking the time and opportunity for participating in your hearing. I also want to thank your family and friends and your supporters for coming down and speaking on your behalf, sir. Thank you very much. But you put your CO3 back on the phone. Put the CO3 back on the phone, sir.